Blog Talk Radio.
Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. Today is Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. I tell you, you don't want to miss this call today. It's about abundance now, family. We're in a new book with Lisa Nichols. I'm super excited. I hope you invite a friend. Come, let's talk about how we can have a different relationship with abundance. All right, we're going to play Orange Moon by Erykah Badu. Thank you, family.
I'm an orange moon. I'm an orange moon. Reflecting the light of the sun,
how good it is.
Connecting the light of the sun.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, The Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. That was Erykah Badu, Orange Moon. That song takes me somewhere every time. Oh, wow. We're going to really turn within. As you know, today is Friday, April 21st. And you know what that means? We're in the Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. You know, today we got a new book. Lisa Nichols, Abundance Now, and it's definitely a good read. I've been reading it to be prepared for today, and I tell you, it's got me on fire. Oh, wow. And so, which means that, you know, anytime I'm on fire, you know, I get these bright ideas, so, you know, I want y'all to keep this in the prayer. I'll email Lisa Nichols to see if she'll come on and support us in this book one of the days and be one of our guest speakers. So I just see Lisa Nichols. I just see myself saying, good morning, family. Welcome to a new episode of The Love Journey. Today our guest speaker is Lisa Nichols. All right, family, let's get ready and turn within, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. You see, on this line, we recognize this great spirit known by many names. But on this line, we call it God. And we recognize that God is good. Everywhere present. We just recognize the presence of this eternal love. This omnipotent God. All powerful. Guess what? That all-knowing God, all-wise, is the presence of us on this planet as the aspect of the Creator. And every time I hear the Orange Moon song, it reminds me of Albert Einstein. Because we truly are the reflection of the image and likeness of the Most High. And can we really see ourselves as the image of God? You see, Albert Einstein had desired to see God's face. Until he pleaded with God and begged God and begged God and begged God. And so God said, okay, you really want to see God, huh? You really want to see who I am, that I am, that I am present. But God opened up the universe and allowed Albert Einstein to peek in, and Albert Einstein saw himself. Can you imagine that when God sees us, that God only sees itself? But can you see yourself as God? That's a lot to fathom. I think about the movie Lucy. Okay, I'm going to go somewhere now. I'm going to say this and then we're going to get ready and pray. When Morgan Freeman was doing a speech to the scientific community in the research of using more of our brain, and what they found in the research is the more they use the brain, more of the capacity of the brain being used, what happens is the body can contain the power. The rate of vibration began to move much more faster, that the skin and the bones couldn't contain the presence of that energy. Wow, this is just amazing. All right, family, we're going to get ready and turn within, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence, and that is God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. Let me say that again. There is not a spot that our God is not. We are never without the eternal loving presence. We are never, ever without our loved ones who's crossed over. You see, really, there's no separation in spirit either, family. So remember, it's just remembering in the heart. All you have to do is call their name. And so as we begin to tune in to the breath, centering our mind, centering our thoughts, recognizing that there is power in the breath, family. You see, there's power in the breath. And sometimes we forget to breathe. My girlfriend went to the hospital because of an anxiety attack yesterday. And I just told her, when she called, just breathe. She said, but sometimes I forget. I said, I know. She said, but sometimes when I call you, I just remember to breathe and I start to feel better. I said, well, you should have called me before you went to the hospital and we could have breathed together. We forget to breathe, family. We've got to remember to be intentional about the breath. It takes us back to our strength and to our center. And life can be sometimes overwhelming, and life can be a lot of things, but we choose to allow those things to be present. We got to stop and release those things and say, I refuse to believe in the seemingly appearance of what my eyes are seeing. And sometimes I just close my eyes and I say, God, teach me how to see the way you see. Teach me to see as a metaphysician will see beyond the physical. Teach me to have 20/20 vision, spiritual 20/20 vision. And then just bless your eyes and bless your thoughts and remember to breathe, God. And so as we move into the breath, I want you to take in a deep breath. And it's important that we learn to breathe deep into the diaphragm, and your stomach opens up like a balloon when you breathe in. And then when you release it, you flatten out to the level of whatever flat looks good, your level of flat. And so at this right now moment, I want you to tune into the breath. Taking in that breath, in through the nose, deep into the diaphragm, deep into your heart. I think if we move into our heart, we'll have less anxiety. Move into your heart. We'll have less frustration. Move into your heart. And know that everything always has a divine solution. There is a divine solution. And it's always divine. So in this divine moment, I want you to take a divine breath in through the nose, hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight, and then I want you to release back out the nose. And I want you to do this, family. Even if you're busy running, blah, 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 just take a few minutes. Even if you don't do anything else, take a few minutes and just breathe. Just breathe. Just breathe. Let's breathe, family. Be still. Know that I am God. Breathe. And release. Let's breathe again. Be still. Be still and know that I am God. Remember to breathe in through the nose. Hold to the count of eight. Hold to the count of, to the point of vibration, and then release back out the nose. Let's breathe. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, Father. And release. And last time, breathe, family. And release.
Day 10, a prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell, every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into perfect alignment with the perfect love of God. For this I am so grateful, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money.
You tuned into the Love Journey. That was Ayana Vinzant. And we're going to hear this song, Breathe, by Lalia Hathaway. Then we're going to read The Science of the Mind, family. Good morning, family. Good morning.
Dream. Do you believe? And you thought it were useful.
I don't understand.
So I clicked my heels a thousand times and opened my eyes. I just don't know why.
And that was Layla Hathaway, and that's Breed. You got to believe that it ain't the end of the road. You still got a story that needs to be told. You just need to breathe. Breathe, family. All right. This is the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. We're going to be reading from the Science of the Mind. Then we're going to open up today's Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe with our new book with Lisa Nichols. All right. I love what the Science of the Mind is asking. A reading today. I love what it said today. It says, asking a different question. Be patient toward all that is unsolved in your heart and try to love the questions themselves. That's a quote by Rainier Maria Rocky. The Science of the Mind book, page 128, says, everything comes from intelligence. You see, there's nothing but unity. There's nothing but freedom. There's nothing but completeness. There is nothing but totality. Begin at the beginning and reason this out and time after time until all doubt disappears. It is necessary that each one do this for themselves. Ooh. You see, early on in my adult life, I struggled as a teenager. I couldn't wait for the freedom of being on my own. But I was so ill-prepared for the responsibilities. I remember many times being in some tight spot in my 20s and asking, why a lot? Why is this happening to me? Why did I do that? Oh, again. You see, some wise old souls told me to start asking different questions. What do I want to bring to the world? How can I help? What can I do differently? One of my favorite teachers in the movement is Mary Morrissey. She often speaks about the principle of asking better questions to get better answers. You see, it's like Google. The more specific and thoughtful your query, the more useful the search results. You see, Mary invites her students to ask this question. What would I love? Ooh, can you feel the warmth and the possibility in that question? What would I love? So today, instead of looking for reasons as to why things are the way they are, try asking yourself how you love would love it to be. You see, we live in a responsive universe. Let me say that again, family. You see, I stopped by to tell you today, we live in a very responsive universe. Asking a different question can generate a new energy in our hearts. And in our minds, this is a new cause. New effects are on the way. Change your questions and change your life. Change your questions, change your life, family. I'm going to say that again so it can drive home in your heart. Not why me, but what is the divine expressing through me right now? What is the divine wanting to express? What is it that would light me up and turn me so on that I can make such a big difference in how I show up on the planet? Come on, family, change your questions, change your life. The affirmation is I am a perfect giver and receiver of divine love. Come on, family, I am a perfect giver and receiver of divine love. I am an opening for love to reveal itself in all I do and all my experiences. And as I look forward from the moment, and from this moment, I ask, what would I love? That was so beautiful. All right, family, we're gonna get it going on this morning. We are in a new book, Abundance Now, with Lisa Nichols, and I am super, super excited to bring on our co-host this morning. I'm super excited to open up Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. Today is Friday, family. We're bringing in our sister, who is one of the most amazing. When I tell you, this girl shut the game down, baby. She is the bomb.com. She is a lady with a heart, a passion for the people, a passion to make a difference, not only in her life and those around her, but her community. She does whatever it takes to make things better. I just love this. Ooh, beautiful gift to the planet. Family, put your hands together for Miss Stephanie Averill.
Happy Friday, family. Happy Friday. Great risers, kings, queens, gods, and goddesses. Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited about today.
I just got one question.
Yes.
You know, how does it feel to be warmly greeted with such all these millions of people clapping for you? You're standing on the stage and the world is yours.
I love it. All right, okay, let me stop being silly. No. You know, listen, everything is good and everything is in right timing. I love it. I do. And especially after my favorite song, you know. Everything is good. Perfect timing for me, so it's good. Oh, so happy Friday, everyone. We are on to a new book. Can you believe it? Guys, we have been coasting, like, quickly through the rest of these books, and I'm so excited about it. This is a great book that I am excited about. I think one of you. This book was actually offered by somebody from the community for us to pick up, and that's Abundance Now by the great Lisa Nichols and Janet Witzer. So this, guys, is continuing on with amplifying our life and achieving prosperity today. Because really that's the whole point of us talking and having our conversation, our Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe on Fridays. It's just really raising our vibration and our consciousness for prosperity. So Lisa Nichols, I must say, for anybody who's already read the book or who's already purchased the book and started dipping and dabbling in it like I have, oh my gosh, this book is so on fire. I love this book, so I'm super excited about it. We just wanted to kind of go over a couple of things on it, just encourage you all to get the book here today and just get it started. Not going to go far into it just because I do understand that everyone gets paid on different schedules, and hey, guess what? Life happens. And so as we are raising our vibration and our consciousness of prosperity, this is not a journey or this is not a community to make someone feel less than because you weren't able to get the book in a timely manner. But I definitely encourage you to get the book. One of the quotes that Janine just quoted was, what did Warren Buffett say, Janine? You said, do you remember offhand or you want me to? I think your phone breaking up, Janine.
You talking about in the book, or you talking about what he said at the White House?
Yeah. What he said at the White House, what you shared, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, so I was telling Cassie the other day that, Warren Buffett, when I was at the White House, he was talking to us. You know, we had these breakout sessions, and you can choose the rooms you want to go to. So, you know, I had to go and sit with Warren Buffett. I was right there next to his feet and soaking up all his knowledge. And one of the things that he said was, what he does, and he says that it is so important that we read. He said it's the most important thing that we can do if we want to change our life. He said because what happens is when we read a book, we take in all of the knowledge and the wisdom that a lifetime that it took somebody else to learn, and it shortens our learning curve, meaning that we get to learn what they took a lifetime to learn in the time that we read the book, and we can change and make choices and not have to learn everything by experiencing it, but we can learn it vicariously, which can help us move into the place we want to be much faster. So he said that's the reason why it's important that we read, because we can learn so much in reading. And so that's why I love Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe, because we read books and we take in experiences that other people went through that we don't have to experience. We don't have to go through that. We can learn from their lessons and not do it that way, but learn how to do it the way that will move us into the place much more exponentially, into a place where we want to be. So I'm super excited. Thank you for allowing me to say that, Cassidy.
Yes. That's the powerful thing of it. So I just really wanted to just remind everyone the power of it. I know we love being in a community where we listen to one another, and that's exciting, and there's power in that too, right? However, I must say, even with us just starting off in this book is so powerful. Without us even making it to the introduction, the four in it of itself had me highlighting, underlining, lining, and taking notes. So, and I'm going to be honest, I'm not even a woman who really reads fours and introductions. I just, I'm kind of the meat and potatoes type of girl. Let's just get to it. And then if I feel like going back and checking out your introduction and why you wanted to have a forward or whatever, I'll check it out. But this book is really, really, really so powerful. So I just really want to get started with just getting us a couple things that's going to be covered in the book. Read. Yes. I'm going to get started with a couple of these things just to encourage you to really purchase the book and to really join us in this conversation in this Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. So we are reading from the book that Lisa Nichols just purchased called Abundance Now, which is about amplifying your life, achieve prosperity today. Some of the chapters here in the book that's going to be covered is going to be, before we get started, like number one, she talks about getting ready for transformation, defining what abundance and scarcity are. Actually, defining what abundance and scarcity are. Come on. Excuse me, y'all. I have this dog who wants to always play first thing in the morning. Then we have chapter 2 is the first E, enrichment of your whole self. Chapter 2, the first E, enrichment of your whole self. Then we have chapter 3, the second E, enchantment of your life relationship. Now, remember what we just talked about before. It's very, very, very important who we're spending time with and everything in our lives. And remember what we just talked about in our last book is just making sure we're creating the right community for ourselves to really flourish in. So I thought that was powerful. Chapter 4, the third E, engagement in your work for more than financial reward. Engagement in your work for more than financial reward. That sounds like our what we just did this morning. The fourth E is endowment for a beautiful future. Six is activating future abundance and present moment. And then, of course, we're going to conclude it all. So this is going to be a really meaty book that will probably take us through the entire spring and some time. But I just really wanted to encourage you just so you understand. Lisa is a straight shooter. That's what I love about her. And so she's really going to give us a lot of tips. And I have to just remember not to dive all the way into this book, because this is a book that I must say that once I read it, once I started going, I couldn't put it down. I had to remind myself to put it down so I didn't accidentally start talking about it too much in it. So I just want to read this morning about the foreword in it just to encourage you all, because it really did encourage me. The foreword in it was written by Steve Harvey. Yes, yes.
In the conclusion, did you see the first thing you said? You don't have to master everything because you are enough right now.
Today, yes. Ain't that the bomb? Ain't that the bomb? And that's
enough.
The beauty of it. Today, yes, yes.
You are enough.
And that's the whole
you
point. So that's the beauty of learner abundance now. So, our forward. Why do people resist transformation? That was a question I asked Lisa Nichols. That was a question I asked Lisa Nichols when she was a guest on my TV show. I have been wondering how I might get my message through to people so they could benefit from it. Several months earlier, I'd asked Lisa to coach me on building self-development division of my company. Having used strategies for personal success to build my career in radio, comedy, and television, I wanted to help my audience and radio listeners with information that could change their lives, too. Over the past year and a half, Lisa has helped me do that. When I listen to Lisa, I'm just in awe of her wisdom. When she lays out the system for achieving a rich and abundant life, I see the audience creep into the edge of their seat. When she gives the how you should answer your unique calling, and then she gives you a step-by-step process to implement it. I see people take massive notes, and when she inspires them to know that it is possible, things get explosive. One of the things I took away in this was how you should answer your unique calling, because we all have a unique calling. And that's what just excited me, even in this, is just having the courage just to answer your unique calling. Moving on. Steve said, man, her words would just make so much sense. And then when Lisa tells her own story of filling out paperwork at the government assistance office, I think lots of us have something similar that threatens to stop us. It might be food stamps, public assistance for you. It could be a crazy childhood or a lack of knowledge or direction, Janine, or one bad situation that threatens to take you out of the game for good. You realize you've got to do something to step out of this lifelessness and step into your greatness. In my own life, I can pinpoint that realization to its exact date, October 8, 1985, I was 27 years old and selling life insurance door to door. I was very good at making the sale, but I stunk at the follow-up. I really didn't like the product I was selling, And once it came in, I was so embarrassed to deliver it to the buyer. I had a young family, and I had responsibilities. I was not only a good place personally, I was not, I was also not in a good place personally. I wasn't happy because I hadn't discovered my purpose or my mission in my life. I was sad all the time, primarily because I knew my life had to be more than this. I never felt fulfilled. I was always incomplete. Every day, I felt like I was trying to figure things out. Then one day, I heard something that shook me to my core. At that moment, I happened to be writing jokes for the comedian, my friend, AJ Jamal. I had no idea what he was doing with my jokes, but over and over, he would ask me to write more. Eventually, he started to pay me $10 a joke. Now, keep in mind, I had no idea what he was doing with these jokes until one day he told me he was performing at a private comedy club using the jokes I had written. Up until that point, I wasn't a professional comedian. I had never been on stage as a stand-up comic or worked in a comedy club. I didn't even know they existed. But since AJ appreciated the fact that I was his writer, this idea of writing jokes went on for another year and a half. Then it just so happened that I was at AJ's house, and a woman came over named Gladys Jacobs. She learned who I was and said, "Oh, you're the guy that's been writing the jokes for AJ." Frankly, I was surprised that she knew who I was. My chest was puffed out a little, Janine, and I was feeling pretty good about myself until she asked me the question that shook me to my core. "Why don't you tell these jokes yourself?" she asked. I was frozen for a moment until the emotions began to rush on me. I was excited, but I was a little confused. "Tell the jokes where?" I thought. "Tell them to who? Why would anybody want to hear my jokes?" It was my "I do not know what I do not know" moment. Let me read that again. It was my "I do not know what I do not know" moment. You might have one of those yourself in your life. For instance, have you ever discovered that even though you don't think much about what you're doing, it's incredibly impactful to someone else? The fact that my jokes were valuable and stage-worthy and that I would be delivering them on stage myself was a message that I didn't even know I needed. It was Gladys poured, it was like Gladys poured water on a dry seed, and that seed started to grow like crazy. Maybe you too have had someone see something in you that you've never seen in yourself. Maybe you too have had someone try to show you your possibilities, but you've got on blinders. How many of us, when faced with our big break, our ticket to the abundant life, react the same exact way? I know I have. Just like I asked Lisa Nichols recently on my show, why do some people resist transformation? Maybe you know deep down you want it, but you're waiting for confirmation. Maybe you do have an inkling of what's ahead of you, but you're waiting for someone to validate you, help you claim your greatness, and give you permission to soar. That's what Lisa Nichols will do for you in this powerful book. Now, you've got to know that my girl is candid, very transparent, and going to get up in your face a little bit. But that's just the way she rolls. It shows you that she cares. The thing is, you have abundance waiting inside of you right now, family. You have the seed of greatness waiting for a little bit of water to rain down on you. All you need is a guiding hand like Lisa's to help you navigate through your dark. Don't resist transformation on this deck for your life. Don't limit yourself in any way. You can have the riches. You can have the lifestyle. You can have the community. You can have that love relationship. You can have abundance. You can have everything you want now. Signed, Steve Harvey. And I just love that. I just love that, Janine. I just thought that was just a powerful way to really just get us started, just wet our whistles a little bit on talking about answering our unique call and really understanding that we're really about to continue on dealing with that resistance that's stopping us all from being great. Imagine Steve Harvey was writing jokes for somebody else. A.J. Jamal. I'm sorry, I don't even know who A.J. Jamal is, not off the top of my head. But I'm just saying that here Steve Harvey is writing jokes for somebody else, and it never dawned on him the very thing that he's doing, that he's not even thinking twice about, is putting somebody else on. But he out here selling insurance and going door to door because he felt like he had to. But the very thing that was easy for him to do, he didn't even think twice about it. It took somebody to confront him and say, hey, why aren't you telling the joke? My goodness. That just blew me away, Janine. It just really helped engage me even further in my own life and just preparing for the next steps in my life. So I just love that. I know you have something to share, and I would love to hear what other people have to share as well. And definitely chime in. If you purchased your book already and you were able to read the first part of the foreword and how that made you feel as well, press star 6 or press 1 if you're on Blog Talk.
One of the things I like for us to really open up with, where is our resistance? Is part of not having our book or not buying the book part of the resistance too? Could that be part of the resistance?
Mm-hmm.
Where are we really resisting? Resisting is such a big thing in moving to the next.
Mm-hmm.
We may not think it's we're resisting because sometimes we resist the idea that we even resisting.
Mm-hmm.
I know some people think, oh, well, I'm too old. Or some people think I'm not old enough. And some people think this, and I'm not this enough. And it all comes down to those same old things that we are not whatever enough. And so where are you resisting? Mm. Let's talk about that. Let's think about that. Let's have some real introspective, because this conversation that we're going to be doing in these next few months is going to talk a lot about our resistance. Where are we resisting?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I think that's a powerful thing to bring up, too, is something is as simple as purchasing a book just to go through it. Where's the resistance? Why are you resisting your own process of growth? But that's why I thought it was powerful, too, that you even brought up about Warren Buffett and the magic of what he said, of why it's important to read books. Because we're able to utilize and use Lisa Nichols' wealth of knowledge, Steve Harvey's wealth of knowledge. And it's like a springboard. That's how I feel. It feels like one of those trampolines for me, you know, that you're able to engage on, jump on a little bit, and I don't have to work as hard. I still got my own process and my own icky mire to grow through, but I feel like I have the broad shoulders of other professionals that I can kind of stand on as well in those moments of when I feel insecure. Did anybody have anything they wanted to share this morning? So I'm super excited about that. So nobody really wanted to share this morning. That's all right. That's definitely all right. But I think it is super amazing that we are getting ready to talk about this. And before we even go any further into the book, one of the cool things is we'll get a chance to really define what abundance is. And what scarcity really is. Because I know a lot of times, Janine, a lot of us will walk around and talk about we millionaires or, you know, you declare to be a millionaire, but, you know, really aren't even making the necessary steps just to become, just to earn $120,000 on your own, right? And I'm knocking it, you know, we all have our processes we must go through. However, I think one of the dope things about this book is that we'll have the opportunity to go through what or how much does it really take for you to live an abundant life? Because for many of us, it really won't even be $1 million. It really won't be. It's just a lifestyle change. The different decisions and the way you're able to contribute, that'll really be able to change your life. So I'm super excited about all those different things and the feedback that we'll be able to receive from everyone on the call and continuing to grow.
Well, good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good morning. Rising to you. Did you want to share? I don't know if the phone went mute.
Good morning.
Happy Friday to you.
Okay. Good morning. I didn't know whether or not I was heard or not. This phone is playing whatever it's doing.
Well, we heard it.
How are you all doing?
Good. I'm wonderful. Happy Friday.
Oh, wonderful. That's good. That's good. That's good. Yeah, I don't know if anyone else did, but I had quite a bit of a challenge getting in this morning. I had to call several times, and it wouldn't receive the code. Yeah, this is exciting. A new book, and Resistance. I'm familiar with that. I'm learning. First, you have to come to the realization that you are a resistor, and you know, and be willing to go through the fire on that that bit of truth about yourself. I'm looking now at the book. It's 15. So I'm ordering my book right now, Chastity, and Lady Love. I'm ordering my book.
Yay,
and
yay.
Yeah, because it's something that I feel as I'm moving forward in my life in this season of my life, that I am embracing the fact that my growth is determined by my willingness to receive. I like what you said, receive and be a gracious. I'm a divine giver but whatever it is, you have to be just as appreciative of being able to give as you are to receive. Because you sort of cancel things out. If you want to give all the time, you don't want to receive. You know, that's not really healthy. That's not really healthy, and it also is a reflection of your own false idea of what giving is about. Because you've got to be able to receive. We're all here to benefit and serve each other. And there are things that we, at least with Joy, got to understand there are things that I must learn to receive to have some peace and balance in my life. So this is a good book that, because Chastity and Lady Love say it's a good book, and I'm going to get the book and read it because I know that there are some things that I have got to be about the business of working through in my life. And this is just another one, helping me to rid the clutter. Because, you know, we all are connected. And just talking it and not being about it is not being true and honest. It requires some work. And as Janine said with Warren Buffett, hey, hint to the wise is sufficient. We keep going loop to loop in the same circle. We're doing it because there's something missing. There's something missing when you find yourself in the same spot you work and you do when you find yourself. Wait, I've been here before. And I've been here before. So here we go loop to loop. So if there's going to be any change, any degree of forward movement, something new has got to come in. Something new has to be received. And so that's what I'm going to do, get some more information. So at this season in my life, I can continue moving forward and minimize the resistor so that I can give more abundantly. About that. So God bless you. I'm here and grateful. So thank you. And I want to tell you about that opening. If anybody could drop it down to the floor while you're in the bed, that ain't no stopping me now. Really did it for me this morning. When you got on chat.
I love it.
I ain't gonna drop to the floor while you're in the bed. I tell you, that music is something, girl. I declare.
Yes.
Go ahead on.
Yes.
Love you.
Love you. It is such an honor to hear your voice. Makes my heart smile. Yes, yes, yes. And that's
peace and blessings, family.
Peace and blessings.
Yeah, this is King. Thank you so very much for the introduction. I just wanted to shout out a real quick thought that crossed my mind that maybe we could have a discussion about. Because oftentimes when we talk about resistance, we don't know what it looks like. And one of the things that crosses my mind with reference to resistance is excuses. Because we'll use excuses as though it's okay. When in actuality, it's resistance that is just changing its form from the word resistance to something else. So are there other avenues that in resistance that we're not really addressing?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Resistance can show up as fear. Resistance can show up as not doing something different. It's not stepping out your comfort zone.
Procrastination.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's, procrastination is the assassination of your destination. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We could, mm-hmm. we could go in and name thousands and millions of things that show up as resistance.
Well, I wanted, you know, just punch in here just for a minute and thank King, Brother King, for coming up with that because I had, it just segued me into a brief little story about joy that mm-hmm. came to my mind as Chastity was speaking about this resisting. You know, I worked as a computer lab manager, IT lab manager, and I wanted to get to a higher a position, right? And so I've been turning in resume after resume, applying. Nothing happened. And so administration changed, and after about a year of this person, this new principal that had come in, she came in and she just asked me, she said, Joy, what position do you want? What do you want? What do you want? And she said, because you're doing all this work and this is not, and honestly, you know, here it was an opportunity for me, and because something happened inside of me, something snapped inside of me, instead of me, say whatever you want to say, I'm just going to tell the truth. Something snapped inside of me, and I found myself, oh my God, that's not a union position. That's not a union position. Oh, that's a at-will position. Instead of me trusting God, I couldn't even come up with what I wanted. You know, I don't know if anyone has ever experienced anything crazy like that. But sometimes the demon, the resistor, the agitator, the fear, it's so many things that can be cloaked into it, King, till you're not even aware. And I let that opportunity pass me, and it has haunted me because it was shortly afterwards that principal left on, and then that position became a union position, and then I applied it with another principal. He said, we don't have the money in the budget for that. And, you know, it's about knowing when your ship comes in, staying at the dock, and also learning how to trust God. Because when you resist it, it's almost, well, it's not. I'm beginning to find out that you're resisting the God in you. And that's something that takes me to a higher level of awareness that it's just not me blocking my blessings, but I'm blocking God. I'm really blocking God's will for me to just trust. Come on, I'm bringing you over. It's not my battle with me. I'm battling with God's will of good for me. And thank you, King, for bringing that up because that helps me tell the story that I don't share because it embarrassed me. But now I'm free of it since I shared it, so I'm done. ready to come through. Thank you. Don't want anyone else to have that, go through that.
Yes. But that's the beauty of it, and that's honestly what we all are on here for, is to be able to share with one another. Because here's the reality. A lot of times, wait, someone else may be insecure about saying or just listening, because it's a lot of listeners on the call, right? Then King becomes that voice, or Mama Joy becomes that voice, or whomever become that voice and speaking. So I think that's awesome to even be able to share that, because a lot of times we do hold ourselves back in those capacities, and it's because of feeling inadequate or whatever the case may be. And we've all felt that before. But that goes back to the last book that we just read with Overcoming Under Earning. And remember, we went through the, she had like 2 pages listed of what fear looked like. And it was so many different role maps and so many different things that could disguise itself as things that we were just keeping ourselves busy or excuses that we had. But it really was fear and procrastination from us moving into our next actual destination of greatness in our lives. So I thank you for sharing. I think that was powerful.
Oh, I agree. And I thank you, too, because one of the things I found that she said that resonated very powerfully in my spirit is she said, resisting the God in you. And there are so many of us who do that just because they don't want to say that I am God. You know, that's something to think about. Because God, yeah, because God is all and all is God. And when you don't say or accept that which is your, then you're resisting him or her,
mm-hmm.
or however you keep that consciousness. Thank you. One love, family. I got to go back to work.
I'm a person. Yes, yes. So I'm excited. It looks like we're a little bit past the top of the hour, but I'm excited about us all purchasing the book, family. Definitely get the book because we're going to begin reading it next week and actually diving in a little bit deeper, going into the introduction as well as chapter 1 within the book. Again, the name of the book is Abundance Now. See, it's only 2 words. That's how simple it is. Abundance Now, and the book is by Lisa Nichols. She has a gorgeous picture of herself on the front with her navy blue on, looking super dynamite. But the name of the book is Abundance Now, and it's by Lisa Nichols. You can purchase the book anywhere on Amazon or anywhere where you normally get books at. And next week we'll begin in the introduction and starting in chapter 1 where we're getting ready for transformation. Actually, defining abundance and scarcity. Defining abundance and scarcity. The new definition of abundance is yours. So I am super excited about that, guys. But I don't want to be the only one that's excited about it, right? I want you all to be able to join into this journey with me and share the joy of life, share the abundance now that we can choose to live in. We don't have to wait because we are already great. We are already abundant now. But let's start unlocking different things in our lives to see why you're procrastinating, why you're not choosing to set aside $14 to purchase a book that truly will benefit your life. Let's just say if you don't earn the extra $15,000 right when we're done with the book. But who's to say by the end of the year, the mindset transformation don't make you a better mother, a better father, a better friend? Isn't it worth the investment in yourself? And this isn't my book that I'm promoting. I'm just really, really, really engaged and understand what reading really will do with your life. I come from a blue-collar family. I was not taught any of these things, and it's no shame on anyone in my family. They did the absolute best that they could do. However, I've been blessed to meet other people who encouraged me to stop watching so much television and to pick up a book instead. And as I continued to pick up books, I attracted other people in my life who inspired me to do greater and greater and greater. Has it been the greatest process looking at myself and the habits I have formed prior to that? No. However, I would not change one step of my process. So I just encourage you all to really dig deep, look within yourself, not feel bad about yourself, like, yo, well, I don't have it, or whatever the case may be, or whatever, because we have it to do everything else, family. Let's get active in our lives. Let's not just be bench players, because we wouldn't just go to the gym and watch people work out, right? Because you can't lose weight and get a sexy body doing that. But let's get engaged. Let's get engaged, and let's live an abundant life now. Let's live an abundant life now. So I'll see you next Friday on the call. Have your book. Let's get ready to talk about it. And let's get ready to do this thing together, family, because that's what it really is about, is living an abundant life together. So I am here if you need me, if you need any insurance policies for you or your family. I am available for you. My name is Chastity A. Wells. My direct contact number is 614-230-6600. Again, my direct contact number is 614-230-6600. You are able to call or text me on that number. If I'm on the line with another client, always feel free to just text me, and typically I can respond to that a little bit faster. But it has been an awesome privilege this morning just to be able to share the excitement that I have about Lisa Nichols' book, Abundance Now, Family. This book is going to be really amazing. We do have some printouts that we're going to be doing in the book to go through our relationships and a quality of life. So it really is important that you get the book just so we can start doing these things and really working the work together. I love you all. I love your energy. Thank you so much, Mama Joy, for dropping it like it's hot in your bed this morning and jamming with me. Next time you're right here. Reminding me, ain't no stopping us now. So I love you all, and have an amazing weekend. Janine, thank you so much for this opportunity to be able to share. God bless you all.
All right. Thank you, Chastity. Thank you, Chastity. All right. Thank you, each and every one of you, for tuning in to the Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. I love, love, love the Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. It has definitely changed my relationship to my money. Has changed my relationship to how I view myself moving and navigating through life with money. And just so, you know, just to be transparent, there was, you know, I decided at the beginning of this year that I was going to really get really serious about my money. So I started looking at my credit. I pulled my credit report and I started working on my credit. I was just sharing with Chastity yesterday. At the beginning of January, I was like at 5-something. I'm at over 600, really close to 700 now. I got a few more things, like really, literally, when I started in January, I had 11 items to delete. And yesterday, I got one item off and one more item off. And since then, I've only got four more things on my credit that I need to get deleted off my credit. And I will be in almost 800 score, y'all. And I'm just telling you, it's being intentional. I was at a wealth workshop, and one of the ladies said, you have to protect your credit like you protect your reputation. And your credit is your reputation. So be intentional about your credit. And you can, you know, if you want, you can just really do it yourself. We really don't have to pay people, but if you want to pay somebody, you can. But I just did research after research and research about different things. I found letters online. Nikki has a book that she's sharing with people that you can go to her, NicoleWheatley.com. We were talking about it. I shared some secrets with her. She got them in the book, and she sent them. So if you want to go there and get it, but it's just researching, family, researching. I'm telling you, I did it myself. I sat and wrote letters and asked people to release the stuff off my credit and read my credit and been serious. I got my secure credit card. I got my everything that I need. I even went to rental karma and got that through Katina. So I'm just telling you, family, because 35% of how our credit score looks, 35% is how we pay our bills. Be intentional. That's one thing you want to do, get your credit straight. Look at your bank account every day. Look at the app. Every morning I get up and I have my same rituals. I do my mirror work. I do my prayer work. I do my meditation. And then I go to my bank account and bless it.
So I'm just giving you, we have to become more intentional about our money. This game is changing out here, and it's changing for us to be able to play on an even field. It's no reason, you know, I shouldn't hear people say nothing about race when it comes to money anymore. You can play on an even field now. I mean, you can play on the internet and nobody will never know what color you are. You can do whatever you want to do. It's just so unlimited out here. And we got to take opportunities to do whatever it takes for us to have it. And there's windows of opportunity. Right now there's windows of opportunities opening up just for you. Why are you waiting to write that book? When we don't finish our books and we give ourselves dates, that's another form of resistance. When we don't finish what we say we're going to do, we say we're going to exercise, and that's resistance. When we say we're going to change our diets and make sure that we eat more and embrace more healthier foods in our life, and we don't, that's resistance. Fear. When we get down to it, it's all fear. Fear. Do you know self-sabotage is another form of resistance? Do you know when you sitting around gossiping because somebody doing what you want to do and you talking about them, that's another form of resistance because you're doing what you're doing? Resistance. Self-doubt. Resistance. See, resistance is an internal obstacle to our success that's powered by the underlying fear. Master the fear, you will conquer resistance. And let me tell you, resistance comes up in me a lot. Oh, my God. Every time it's time for the sunrise service, I go through a whole major resistance, and I don't even understand it. After 9 whole years, I still go through a whole major thing. Then I've been working on to get better and better every year, every time, every day. And that. But I push through it, but it makes me move slower than I should. There's some things I should be doing faster, but it's the resistance for whatever reason. And part of it is because our own greatness, standing in our own greatness. There's something interesting about when you have to stand in your greatness. We think it's a fear of failure, but it's really a fear of greatness. It's really something. When you have to be great, and show great, and show powerful, and show up who God called you to be. Now, God, I said I wanted to be a millionaire in real estate. I didn't say I wanted to stand in front of people and speak. God said, okay, you won't be able to get a piece of real estate till you do what I tell you to do. I'm like, well, that ain't what I want to do, God. Just let me buy all these buildings. That's what I was thinking when I was, and then one day, I'll never forget, I was telling Mickey this story the other day. It's so funny. I was getting ready to get laid off from work, and this was around when the Olympics was coming to Chicago, was supposed to come to Chicago. And I had this plan. I had my real estate plan. I was buying this building. I was buying these big picture truckatrons so I can get advertising. I had already secured, like, 50 different advertisers, so when everything came together, they was going to pay me $1,000 a month. That would have been $50,000 a month just from advertising in this big TV that I was buying over the building. I had it all planned. So one day I wasn't feeling so good, and I was like a depression, like not really depressed, but just in a down day, just like overwhelmed. And I just was driving, and then I decided to park my car and just walk, and I ended up on Division Street. And I ended up going into a place called the Ruby Room. Now, I don't know. I just drove. Spirit said, somebody said, get out. I just started walking. And then one day I looked up. I said, Ruby Room, what's this? So I walk in the Ruby Red Room, and the lady, and it was a spiritual room up on Division. And they have all these spiritual intuitives and all this stuff. So I end up getting this lady, and she says to me, well, you came to teach love. What? How do I make money teaching love? I need some real estate. She said, well, none of your real estate deals are going to work. She said, you got a great plan. She said, but it's not going to work. I was like, who is this lady telling me my stuff ain't going to work? She said, until you get into the alignment with spirit of what you came to the planet to do, you won't be able to close none of these deals. I'm like, what? And can I tell you, I'm going to tell y'all, this is the sweetest deal. I had a building. The bank was letting me buy for $100,000. The six flat picture window, beautiful, and the building was worth fixed up around $300,000. I could get it for $100,000. The bank was giving it to me. Do you know the deal didn't work out? And I can't even figure out why the deal didn't work today, because everything was just like sweet. But everything she said came to true. And I was like, what in the world? None of those deals that I had on the plan came to plan. And you know what? It's interesting. It wasn't until I gave in to the resistance that, okay, God. But I didn't even realize I was giving in. It was the love journey, being on this planet every day, people calling me to speak. People, and one day I looked up, I said, well, I guess I'm moving the resistance out the way, because I was resistant standing in front of people. I didn't want to do that. Me, Janine, I don't have a good command of the English language. You're talking about lit come from the ghetto, black vernacular. Who, me? No, I don't want to stand in front of people and speak. Pray? You want me to pray in front of the people? I don't even know how to pray. I just talk to God. I talk to God like he's my best friend. Like he's, like God is sitting here next to me talking. I don't have a ritual night. Oh, this God outside of me kind of person. I just sit and talk like, God, I don't even understand what you're doing, you know, like I talk to each and every one of you. And so I felt like I was so out the box that I wouldn't have been accepted. And it was all coming from the same place, not being accepted, not being enough. That was my biggest cause of my resistance, not being enough. Who want to read a book that Janine read? There was so much resistance around when I first wrote that first book. Oh, my God, it was so much resistance around writing it. And everything was coming up. Me and the person who was helping me put it together, she stopped talking to me. I don't even understand why she stopped talking. She don't either. And she just started emailing me. And I'm not one who likes to do a lot of writing on the email and text. I'm better now. But then I wasn't even, look, can you just pick up the phone and tell me what you mean? I don't want to do all that emailing, thinking about how to write and make sure it's, my grammar is correct, make sure my words are clear. Can I just talk to you? That's kind of how I thought. And she refused to talk to me. And I refused. And so I had to give in and say, okay, I am not going to let anything stop me from getting this book done. But she refused to talk. She wanted to just do emails, and that was it. And if I didn't respond or do the email, she didn't get caught up if I had no money. So I understand that we were having this issue. But she, when we finally talked about it when the book was done, she said the person who actually referred me to her, she was taking it out on me, what they were going through. I was like, well, that ain't had nothing to do with me. But it really caused a lot of energy inside of me. So I had to really work through it, but I was determined not to not let the book come through, even no matter what, I was going to let the book come through. Even if it wasn't good, I was going to do the book. Even if it was all messed up, I was going to do it, because I was not going to let anything stop me from making it happen. And no matter how much resistance come up, I still push through it. But I don't want to have resistance and push through. I just want to be pulled by the vision and not by the pain, pushed around by the pain no more. And when we are in resistance, we're being pushed around by pain. And some of us shut down, and some of us keep pushing through. Not many people push through the resistance or the pain, but I've been gifted with the gift of being able to push through resistance and push through pain and not let pain stop me, but I just don't want to be that person no more. I want to be a person where life is, I'm moving through life so much that it's moving me through with ease, elegance, and grace, you know? I ain't got to be pushed by the pain. I'm just being pulled by the vision. And I'm like knowing that no matter what happens, that God wouldn't give me a vision without the provision. And just knowing that the life loves me and the universe loves me, that I ain't got to. And I'm in that flow more and more every day. So what is my point of my conversation? Is the more we do it, the less resistance we have, the more we in the flow of life, that life loves you. And you ain't got to make nothing happen. You ain't got to try. You ain't got to hustle. When you look up one day, you will be in the current. You'll be in the flow, and you just, stuff just coming to you. You're just moving, and the vision is filling you. You just, it's just, that's the kind of life that I want to lead in everything in my life, where everything is seized, elegance, and grace. I'm being pulled by the vision of who God called me to the planet to be, operating in my godness, and my goddess energy, and that's super exciting for me. So that's my story, and I don't know. That's what I wanted to say. All right, then. Anybody else got any comments, concerns before we get out of here? Anything they want to tell us about happening this weekend? Anything y'all want to share? Anything? Let's talk. Star 6 and press 1 on the block. All right, well, family, I just want to say thank you for tuning in to the love journey. Thank you for taking this ride. on the love journey. Wow.
Hey, Janine.
Hey, babe.
Good morning. I can't get to the phone as quickly, but you said if we can talk about anything, I just want to let people know that next Thursday is going to be King's Philosophy is Love, and our topic is going to be moving out of the elementary sure about our spirituality.
Mm.
Moving from the consciousness of the elementary into the consciousness of our maturity about our spirituality. Because a lot of people, they're missing the whole point. They're missing the whole point. And the love journey helps us reach that pinnacle. So that's going to be next Thursday, 7 o'clock, on Blog Talk Radio with the Family Healing Circle. And I'll make sure to post it. The phone number is 646-929-0630.
Oh, awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And if there's something you want to share that's happening in your community, or you want to share something you're doing, just let us know. Just let us know. Don't forget, Manifestation Destination Prayer Line every Sunday. Don't forget, meditate till you levitate every morning. And Sider Enterprise did their thing last night, baby. Yes, yes, that was their last until I think she comes back up in September. So we send her lots of love as she moves through the summer and brings us some more of that good Sider Enterprises book club. Yes, Mama Joy doing her stuff every Thursday. Check it out, check it out. All right. You're in the queue, Mama Joy.
Oh, I don't know how you do this. Okay, just wanted to send a prayer for Claudette's mom who's in rehab. She went to rehab today. So I applaud Claudette going through all that she has and has maintained her steadfastness, you know, and continuing with things that God has given to her to do. In spite of all types of challenge, the curveballs that we get in life, you know, we never know how they come, and so that's something she's been working diligently on, making sure that our mother's cared for and getting the proper facilities. So I just wanted to encourage prayers to be sent her way, and for her mother's healing as well. And you know what? And King, he'll be sending out texts, I hope, regarding his program next Thursday. I believe I have it in my phone.
You know, I was a little bit concerned that getting the information out on King's philosophy.
Okay, thanks. Okay, cool. All right, love you. I'm planning on having I've got a text this morning. My daughter-in-law is barbecuing today. My daughter's barbecuing Sunday. So I'm having a non-cooking, free eating weekend because I'm bringing plates. So I'm looking forward to having a good family weekend this weekend, starting I guess today. Okay. Thanks.
Yes, sir. And as we're reminded in terms of a lot of times when we're in situations that have seemingly appearances other than the truth, I want to remind you when we think of people who are healing or in their healing moment that we will be reminded that we will see them whole, healthy, and complete in their true abundance, in their true health, in their true wellness, in their truth of who they are. So be reminded that, you know, you want to remind yourself not to come with an energy of, oh, but to remind yourself that these people are in their healing space, and this is their journey, but it's a perfect divineness of it, and that we want to help be the wind beneath their wings to help bring them into the truth of themselves. And so as you remind, to, you know, healing your body can be, I think, one of the most interesting journeys on the planet to me. And so you just want to help be the energy that reminds them that they are perfectly divine, that they're perfectly whole, perfectly complete, and perfectly in the perfection of the truth of who they are. And that everything that's true about them is true about their bodies. And that they got to remember to speak to the cells. Our cells can change by just vibration. And vibrations is sound, and sound can come from our voice speaking to our DNA. They have so many scientific, I posted the other day, a scientific study where they use vibratory energy to shift the DNA of a salamander embryo into a frog embryo. Yeah, that's a very powerful thought. And so as we remember, when you begin to call Claudette or text her or whatever, remember that Claudette is perfect, whole, and complete. Her mother is perfect, whole, and complete. And everything is in this perfect divineness. So send love. Send love with energy. Send love with a lot of great energy. Because that sister is doing her doggone thing. That girl bad to the bone, baby.
And thanks for reminding me of that, too. It is energy and it is vibrations, and that's very, very important to code your words and whatever in that knowing. So thank you. Thank you for that remembrance.
Wow. It's so beautiful. You clothe your words. I'm reading this book. I know it's not Lisa Nichols' book. It's called, it's a book by Napoleon Hill, and it says how to prosper in hard times. And one thing they talk about when Jesus said there will be the poor among us, always. It was interesting. You made me think about this, Joy. And he said it's not talking about people will be poor. It talks about the poor thoughts that we have. The poor thoughts that we have. So we have to clothe our poor thoughts, the nakedness of our poor thoughts. And then we got to fill the empty brim to the overflow. And that should be our prayer. The poor thoughts, the lack thoughts that we have. And that's what the guy who was speaking, because I'm listening to the audio of it, said that that's what Jesus meant when he said the poor will be upon us all the time. Always, the poor will be upon us always, meaning that those lack thoughts will always be around us. Those ability to not feel good enough will always be around us. Those not good enough thoughts. And that's where we have to be intentional and very focused on praying to clothe the nakedness of those poor thoughts. I thought, and Mama Joy just made me think about that. So think about your thoughts as you move through this weekend and clothe them like Miss Mama Joy said. Clothe them, baby of love. So be intentional. All right. We love you, Claudette Reddick. We love you and your mom and everybody on the line. Thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey. You have a phenomenal weekend this weekend. And know that you are. Let me check Blog Talk. Okay, nobody's going to say anything on Blog Talk. All right, family, we're going to get out of here. And I'm going to play Never Give Up. Never give up, family. You know, and even though it's interesting how you can be 40, you can be 50, you can be 60, whatever number you are, and you can get into a feeling that you might be too old or restart or whatever, but let me tell you, you are never too old. Never, never too old. I was just reading an article of a guy who said he went back to school at 50 to get his law degree. And he just graduated, and he was super, super excited. Family, you are never, ever too old to live your dreams. Not talk about them, not dream them, but to live your dreams. So, as you move through this week, remember, never give up. Never give up. Never give up. Whew. You know, I think about how easy it is to abandon our dream. And I'm going to leave you with this one quote that I love. It's by Tony Gaston. He says, "You build your own dream." He says, "Somebody else will hire you to build theirs." Let me say that again. If you don't build your own dream, somebody else will hire you to build theirs. Never Give Up family. This is the Brand New Heavy right here on the Love Journey. Happy weekend. Never Give Up.